Subject. Letter of A number conspiracy exposed in HIV/AIDS social service organizations-systemic. This outgoing written email has already available spoken voice. Narrative available at http://realuphuman.net/web/domain/drphil.com/letterofacons/piracy-exposed.mp3. Inline image 1. http://realuphuman.net/web/domain/glassdoor.com/letterofacons/piracy-exposed.mp3. This email will be available at the following shortcut. http://drphil-com-glassdoor-com.realuphuman.net http://glassdoor-com-drphil-com.realuphuman.net Pope Francis verified account at Pontifex January 3rd. In the name of Jesus, with our witness, we can prove that peace is possible. 1,285 replies, 14,750 retweets, 64,642 likes. James Driscoll at GrowUp. Replying to at Pontifex. Proving that peace is possible means ACT leaders have gone run amok in the United States of America at AIDS_United HIV/AIDS Social Services in a number conspiracy exposed whereon at Glassdoor these are reviews of a handful of social service agencies. At Foothill AIDS at HIV Justicement. December 19, 2017. Dr. Phil Show. 325 North Larchmont Boulevard, Suite 602. Los Angeles, California, 90004. Re, previously sent email plea for help. Dear Dr. Phil. Enclosed is a copy of an email with details asking for your help. Which was sent December 4, 2017. At the time, I did not know I needed to register with drphil.com. Which now I have done. I truly believe you could help me. Thank you for your consideration of this matter. It's contact me by telephone as I have macular degeneration which makes it difficult to read the screen on my tablet. Landline 909-882-8759. Cell 909-474-7652. Yours truly. Veronica Driscoll. San Bernardino, CA. ==. This contact Dr. Phil was submitted on site in two parts. From name asterisk Veronica Driscoll. Contact email firedancer42@hotmail.com. Cell number 909-474-7652. Daytime number 909-882-8759. Evenings number 909-882-8759. Are you willing to appear on the show? Asterisk yes. Tell us your story. Seriously need your help. I am the widowed mother, 75 of James 52. He is gay, bipolar and has HIV. James follows you on Facebook and Twitter. I believe he will heed your advice and counsel. James has been the target of a hate and harassment campaign within the HIV community twice in the last 10 years. Most recently in Denver, Colorado, resulting in an eviction and suspension of services. In an online review of Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, at least one past employee has come forward to say they have witnessed illegal and biased business practices. James came home in August. He is working with Foothill AIDS Project here in Sani. I want written assurance that this will not happen again and the suspension of all services revoked and returned back into proper relationship boundaries. James needs also to be placed back in housing, subsidized at 1/3 of income immediately. Secondly, James is a peace builder. He believes that he has the solution to prevent events such as the Las Vegas shooting. The use of MIM takes a new evolving mind science in which he is highly skilled and knowledgeable. These matters of discussion has already been written in an email to a San Bernard County deputy sheriff, which was interpreted as some kind of violent threat. The deputy sheriff and police came. I told them there was no weapons in the room and needed a search warrant to enter. But one of the men forced me into letting him into James' room. James would like a sit-down with a real FBI agent authority, sheriff, to explain and discuss his information technology solution to prevent bad events such as in the future. James says if all this isn't fixed by January 2018, he is going to the United Nations to denounce his United States citizenship and move to a different country. Your help would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Veronica Ann Driscoll, San Bernardino, California, 24005. Family home since 1970. Address, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. Country, United States. Birthday, June 17, 1942. Thank you. Your message was successfully sent to drphil.com. Thanks for your contribution. Thanks. Drive. Phil's staff. Equals equals equals. Equals equals equals. https://twitter.com/pontifex/status/95434142303143299. Inline image 1. Pope France verified account at Pontifex January 19th. Every life counts, from the beginning to the end, from conception to natural death. Equals equals equals. Equals equals equals. James Driscoll at Grow Up January 4th. Replying to at Pontifex. Proving that peace is possible means that the haters have gone run amok in the United States of America at AIDS_United HIV/AIDS social services in a number conspiracy exposed whereon at Glassdoor. These are reviews of a handful of social service agencies. At Foothill AIDS at HIVJustice.net. Equals equals equals. Equals equals equals. SND to Glassdoor. Remainder Act HIV AIDS Service Agencies. MP331-2017-2153-1XM. Equals equals equals. Equals equals equals. Community Peace Building Address Number 01. Mac DuPont. Playroom AI Narrative Orator. She is of wisdom, wise lessons, and important information. Spoken Voice MP3AUDIO. http://community.gruwup.net/01. Conversation opened. One message. Subject: the status of peace building can only be offered outside of basic survival apparently. Tagged. At Grow Up. At Real Up Human. From realuphuman.net realuphuman.net@gmail.com. 12:05 p.m. May 13th, 2016. 2. Awesome Cramobone Playroom visiting guests and outside audience sharing community cons. http://gruwup.net/resources/adinkra.symbols/cramobone.jpg. Adinkra Cramobone. Warning against deception and hypocrisy. Meaning, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to be noticed. On this meme, a recombinant memetix informational theory memespace vortex can be found here. This community peace building address has been offered with spoken voice text narration. I know for sure this is powerful writing here by me in the mind way, James Martin Driscoll. Just know that to the entire universe of the world I have in fact tweeted this. Because I can. I will. This has Pope Francis in Twitter's line. Of my opinion. I am following up the chain of time here to know, someone outside of this community is listening to me and listening to my work. Mission, and that I have voice that does not say ignore James to all end. In that end does not follow up on the regards of the best options I have structurally requested of in message conversations to local community are getting non-responsive replies again, similarly as in Oakland, California in regards to eviction case WG06266106. I said to my mother, this is just a place to go die and not thrive in a Recorded call conversation. Sound Mama. Fire Dancer underscore 2. 12 Mar 2016 9059.5 M. http://realupHuman.net/itemproofs/history/driskills/veronica.and.warnick%20driskills/mama%20%20fire%20dancer_201603102134.mp3. Sound Mama. Fire Dancer underscore 2. 12 Mar 2016 90410 M. http://realupHuman.net/itemproofs/history/driskills/veronica.and.warnick%20driskills/mama%20%20fire%20dancer_201603102231.mp3. One of these two conversations are relevant of that quote and the other. Relevant to the subject title of this email. For the community here does not care for these people that keep calling on in some regard against my work free will time and time again. Because they see a heart apparently that no other persons have given them. But they still think they have their right of behavior over common decency and they do not. They wish the world will change to their perspective of chaos as thought they are the most important thing in the world, when they are not. I also realize that this trending self-focus that I am basically up against. From one side of this assisted association ... I have the same problems. As they trying to carry on upward united with me a compassion beyond end. What I am meeting with are obstacles and roadblocks and barriers. I am so far totally unable to define dash but and so their urgency cannot be put on hold. They place themselves in hold here. And I cannot hold them here in this disguise that I am their safe place. Savior of circumstances. They are at their point in life by their own choices and their own circumstances. They are responsible for those choices and ultimately responsible for their life conditions at this very moment of time they cross mine. So too am I in this same shifted balance and cannot be shuffle around. To imbalance myself out to help others out of balance of idealism I do not allow to become the behavioral norms here. This is the imbalance of this place dash as a place for assistance. When the community does not respond to my calling for a place to go for referrals. When I don't have that I have to ask them. Whomever they are for two real world referrals of their trust. Bearing life for which I will make those calls or contacts as I need. This only if they are going to stay more than 2 days here, for after 2 days where in the world they want to be directed to after 7 or more days. Coming up, I will find the recourse somehow to put them onto a line of transport there. I cannot stand here and watch a community fail to help one by one. And fall they will. In this I will enclose a letter of disappointment that the options are so limited to my help upon them dash that at this time, if they come back here for more time, they are in a violation of circumstances that I cannot control. Even if that is an emergency type of situation after hours with absolutely no respect on my time and my energy for whomever else might be here. That be even if that is myself alone for my time for myself is just as important here. The allowance of that kind of rudeness deserves them outbounds beyond limits I cannot comprehend. They either respect this and come here on a lesser frequent repeating cycle of learning of less of 2 days which was in fact my vision of ideal share time space presence when I developed the concepts here to put to the universe and then into community. Where they find a stepping stone of help without giving up and collapsing in some kind of destructive events of insanity I do not know. They are in the crosshairs of this era of time when we are living and breathing in a new human dimension of thought powered by advancements in technology. If they have not yet concluded their background check criteria may affect the people and choices they can make from this point forward and conclude something drastic needs to be put upon them. For change now or else. This is truly their idealistic place to go out to live in their state of mind that has no commodity of trade for resource for living expenses of any kind. They cannot be a burden upon those who love them much less complete strangers or apparently so stretched of resource public services. Emergency shelter living apparently already their choice to avoid, and in many ways I agree. That is because they find themselves in my company and I realize their state of mind. On Facebook, this is posted and tagged to a visiting guest staying more than 2 days but less than five. https://gruwf.net/resources/adincraw/symbols/oni%sign20berry%sign20-hyphen%sign20-hyphen-hyphen%sign20-avatar%sign20-hyphen-hyphen%sign20blue%sign20-cartooned%sign20-cartooned%sign20-cartooned%sign20-ogwon02015%sign20-copy.jpg. James Driscoll. May 6th at 2:56 p.m. The Atlantic. Lina Harris, this one is for your understanding of where homeless by choice is given a true path of choice. Homeless by choice, how to live for free in America. More than a decade ago, Daniel Suelo closed his bank account and moved into a desert cave. Here's how he eats, sleeps, and evades the law. TheAtlantic.com by Mark Sundin. Now back to the main community concerns address. They must find a legitimate vocation if they can do so with skill and with heart of present of work ethics, or be determined unable to work and disabled by their condition. When neither can be sought out and effectively placed into their holding of society income minimum limits, they will fall to death by disturbing the peace of others when the peace of others should be disturbed. And for that, I don't necessarily agree on disturbing the peace when we can all build upward together united as Pope Francis calls to us to the U.S. Congress in these words that follow. These words are my guidance that I follow through my heart, but I cannot do it completely alone. For that matter, it remains disturbing to me to have to call 911 police when at the time, I should open my door and let these people in, which in fact I have been doing. If these words don't impact someone here locally, I tend to consider this not a home or a place where I really feel good about the goodness around me. For it is not good to be this way I just described above. Pope Francis says this, and I am leaving the last word to this end of the writing, the last word here for you to read and slash or listen to in spoken text voice. Good day, people. This is dot tweeted on Twitter holding Pope Francis into view of the opinion of concern written. James Driscoll at GruWup. I basically have determined that this community will not follow a compassionate heart such as at Pontifex Pope Francis calls to Congress. This address desires to conclude into your listening silence words from Pope Francis. So the source credits will precede followed by these most important idealistic words for your consideration. At GruWup 2016. Great reasons thus, you there, I hear, and all visiting guests and students of learning here along with Pope Francis. Will unite peace. Awesome Cramobone Glows and Blows Playroom. Denver, Colorado. United States of America. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Purchase / The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live, to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world, to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred, and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology, or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom, and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil. Or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity, and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Nian Sepa Wisdom Knot _ Design. Ading Kra Wisdom Knot. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/south-beach-aids-project-reviews-e80054.hdm. South Beach AIDS Project Reviews. 1 Review. 1.0. Recommend to a friend. Approve of CEO. No image. CEO. 0 ratings. Close. Your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. Employee reviews. Sort, popular rating date. April 16, 2014. South Beach AIDS Project logo. Great potential, destructive management. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Pros. Experience working with the community on important issues. Cons. Toxic work environment and management. ==. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-E113871-1.hdm. October 23, 2017. AIDS Service Center NYC logo. Do better. Former employee. Anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. I worked at AIDS Service Center NYC full-time. Pros. Great direct client interaction and experiences. Cons. Unhealthy work environment with little support from upper management. April 25, 2017. AIDS Service Center NYC logo. Care coordinator. Client services. Current employee. Care coordinator. Doesn't recommend. I have been working at AIDS Service Center NYC full-time, more than a year. Pros. For people looking to work in the public health or social service field, this is an excellent exposure to the difficulties faced by low-income New Yorkers. Cons. An incredible amount of turnover within my department, client services, most of which can be attributed to a lack of focus in the department's goals and a lack of comprehensive resource training. AIDS Service Center NYC logo. Excellent salaries. Toxic climate. Former employee. Anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at AIDS Service Center NYC full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. The organization often promotes staff from within and pays staff quite well. Cons. Upper management is condescending. They do not treat the concerns of their staff with the care and diligence required to maintain a healthy work environment. Advice to management. Change. May 9, 2016. AIDS Service Center NYC logo. Benefits coordinator. Former employee, care coordinator in New York, New York. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at AIDS Service Center NYC, more than a year. Pros. Very diverse place to work. You meet a wide variety of people from all walks of life and at times feel like you are making a big difference. Decent pay and benefits ESP. For a nonprofit, there are some moments that feel really meaningful. Cons. Feels dirty, dangerous, and often thankless. There's a lot of politics between staff, and a general overarching negative culture. They're not so good about supporting young staff and encouraging growth. There's a system of seniority that often results in less qualified in a traditional sense managing people with higher credentials. The office culture is really unprofessional. Advice to management. Train management to be good managers. Foster growth of your employees. November 26, 2018. AIDS Service Center NYC logo. Be part of changing people's lives but difficult management. Former employee. Anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at AIDS Service Center NYC full-time. Pros. Thought leaders in designing effective life-changing programs. Part of the community in a meaningful way. Creative and effective nonprofit. Great people. Cons. Too much work to be done. Exhausting. Always something changing. Equals. This just sums up the problem right on the mark. More local to me here in San Bernardino. Palm Springs ASSO. Desert AIDS Project. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/desert-aids-project-reviews-e25926-1.htm. June 27, 2017. Helpful. 1. Desert AIDS Project Logo. Manager. Former employee. Anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. They have parties all the time to make you feel better about all the chaos of management. Cons. Senior management is not a cohesive team, nor do they work together to support the agency. The extreme behaviors of senior management is tolerated and those impacted just have to deal with the stress of these people. The level of unprofessional engagement is remarkable. You have to fight an uphill battle to get anything accomplished and upper management just lets it all happen. Talented staff come in a go because. Show more. Advice to management. Stop letting amazing talented people be sucked up by these intolerable behaviors. You bring in great talent and make them deal with such behavioral attitudes. It's not okay just because they are taking HIV medications that others have to deal with these extreme behaviors and stress of their colleagues. Equals. October 20th, 2015. Helpful. 5. Desert AIDS Project Logo. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top down. Equals. AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews. Updated September 28, 2017. 11 reviews. Full-time, part-time. 2.8. Rating trends. Recommend to a friend. Approve of CEO. No image. CEO. 0 ratings. Close. Your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. 11 employee reviews. Sort. Popular rating date. September 25, 2015. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. CBA specialist, ICT. Former employee, anonymous employee in Irvine, CA. Recommends. Negative outlook. I worked at AIDS Project Los Angeles, less than a year. Pros. Friendly place to work for years to come. Cons. Salary does not go up. Advice to management. None. September 28, 2017. Helpful. 1. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Not much to say. Current employee, anonymous employee. I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time. Pros. There weren't many pros working there. Cons. There was perpetual dead air. Join the AIDS Project Los Angeles team. See our latest jobs. April 8, 2017. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Volunteer at a food bank. Former employee, anonymous employee. I worked at AIDS Project Los Angeles part-time. Pros. A lot of teamwork-based projects, everyone was helping for the cause. Cons. Need more nonprofits in California. February 23, 2017. Helpful. 1. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Mixed bag. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time. Pros. Some flexibility in schedule. Good staff and interns who care and are out to help. Cons. Lackluster management and HR staff. Compensation was not great. Benefits were okay but not great. March 18, 2016. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Good place to work. Current employee, anonymous employee in Los Angeles, CA. Recommends. Positive outlook. I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time, more than 10 years. Pros. Good environment, with great co-workers. Cons. Conflicting goals that make it difficult to achieve. November 5, 2015. Helpful. 1. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Be cautious. Former employee, administrative coordinator. I worked at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time, less than a year. Pros. Staff and clients are good people. Excellent benefits. Services provided are very helpful to those clients in need. Cons. Upper management has no clue what goes on, or if they do know, they don't care. Too many people set in their ways. No room for growth. Pay is not worth the stress. May 20th, 2015. Helpful. 2. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Disappointment galore. Former employee, case manager in Los Angeles, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Pros. Friendly co-workers, staff that want to make a difference for HIV-infected individuals, great medical insurance plan, generous sick time. Cons. Unyielding management, supervisor, and not a lot of room for growth. Staff does not try to keep the staff happy, so there is a high turnover rate. Advice to management. They need new management, period. They are very set in their ways and they don't value their hard-working employees. Take a moment to appreciate them instead of looking at how to ramp up the numbers. March 18, 2015. Helpful. 2. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Low morale, dysfunctional upper management. Current employee, case management in Los Angeles, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time. Pros: competitive pay for MSWs. Affordable health coverage. Learn a lot about social services, HIV field, and case management. Cons: management is abusive, silences feedback from staff regarding programs and workload. Management is interested in client numbers and grant funding requirements as a bottom line, do not consider human capital, e.g. burnout, workload, client attention, as factors. High turnover due to burnout, stress. Managers who have been in their positions for too long, 5 years, 10 years, and have become indifferent to. Show more. Advice to management. Provide more protection for staff and employees from burnout and occasionally, from clients. Acknowledge the role your words and how they impact employees' morale. Ongoing feedback and evaluation for both middle and upper management, not just staff. Prioritize morale and your turnover will decrease. Stop silencing feedback that might be crucial in helping you meet your short-term and long-term programmatic goals. Show less. April 16, 2014. Helpful, 2. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Homogeneous thinking. Current employee, corporate and major gifts officer in Los Angeles, CA. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time, more than a year. Pros: great health, dental, and vision benefits. Flexible schedule. Cons: homogeneous way of thinking. If your ideas are different, they are often ignored. Afraid to do things differently, even at the detriment of the agency. If it's not gay, it's not right. Advice to management: utilize the staff you have. They are innovative. Solutions don't always come from the top down. March 4, 2014. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. APLA. Current employee, case management in Los Angeles, CA. Recommends: I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles part-time, less than a year. Pros: great place to help people in need of services. Cons: not enough funding for the work that needs to be done. Advice to management: keep more of your interns. 11 employee reviews. Sort: popular rating date. June 24, 2013. AIDS Project Los Angeles logo. Nonprofit stuck in a rut. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time. Pros: laid-back environment. No one breathing down your neck if you're a bit late or need to leave a bit early. Comprised mostly of people who want to do good for others. Cons: lack of corporate culture. Disconnected senior management. Not much room for growth. Needs a breath of fresh air. And now for where I am currently in San Bernardino-Foothill AIDS Project. February 2016. Foothill AIDS Project logo. Okay. Former employee, anonymous employee in San Bernardino, CA. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Foothill AIDS Project, less than a year. Pros: helpful to HIV people and addicts. Cons: boss is self-centered and non-trusting. February 22, 2016. Foothill AIDS Project logo. Administrative chaos. Former employee, case manager in San Bernardino, CA. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Foothill AIDS Project full-time, less than a year. Pros: staff with direct consumer contact are a phenomenal group to work with. Staff was instrumental in assisting with learning job position. Cons: supervision and training by management are limited and / or non-existent, yet staff is held accountable. Administration does not appear to be a cohesive unit. No team building strategies in place. Computer systems are way behind industry standards. Advice to management. Smile. Speak to your staff. Ask them how their job is going. Sincerely listen to them and effect change. Update your computer hardware and software. During the most recent collapse of case management services from Denver, Colorado. This one dash, please take a seat and sit down for this one. You might realize that I am the one telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and they are the ones against the common decency of community wellness concerns. They are the ones that need a social correction. They are the ones who needs addressing from the federal program top tier number conspiracy exposed that I do believe I can with a preponderance of the evidence prove in a civil discrimination case. But that will not serve the best to the community. What services the best is my proposal that first. Listen to what toxic internal organization environment has a grip on the Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project. For their Glassdoor.com reviews. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/Colorado Health Network Reviews E1718672.htm. Colorado Health Network Reviews. Updated December 14, 2017. 3 reviews. 2.3. Recommend to a friend. Approve of CEO. No image. CEO. 0 ratings. Close. Your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. Employee reviews. Sort. Popular rating date. December 14, 2017. Colorado Health Network logo. I loved the people and the work. Former employee, Public Health Intervention Coordinator in Denver, CO. Recommends. Positive outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time, more than a year. Pros. The people were the best, and I miss them every day. Not to mention, best boss ever. As another review said, the overall environment is welcoming to all regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, race, or religious background. You simply can't beat the people and culture here. There are 2 other reviews that complain about a lack of diversity, but I don't know what they're expecting. The CEO is Latino. There are LGBTQ people in all levels including management and my boss was a woman. Show less. Cons. The pay is tough for Denver. It's pretty good for a nonprofit, but with the sudden increase in the cost of living in Colorado, especially Denver, it's tough to make ends meet. Advice to management. See if there is any way to offer more cost of living increases. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. September 13, 2017. Helpful. 2. Colorado Health Network logo. Employment. Former employee. Client services in Denver. CO. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network, less than a year. Pros. Case managers are not micromanaged. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch, relaxed dress code, on a major bus line. Cons. Management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues, you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff, that was announced 24 HRS prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have one of everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high, show less. Advice to management. Maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. July 28, 2017. Helpful. 1. Colorado Health Network logo. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros. Brand new facility, friendly co-workers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons. Oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management. Take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. In closing, in a February of 2016 Yale University study reveals that direct state funding in HIV/AIDS services agencies affects deaths. Here is that article in full. https://news.yale.edu/2016/02/03/study shows direct link between state spending habits and AIDS deaths. Yale News. By Rosalind D. Eugenio. February 3, 2016. Test. Despite considerable advances in the prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS over the past 30 years, HIV infection rates have remained stagnant in the United States for the past decade. A study by researchers at the Yale Global Health Leadership Institute, GHLI, examines links between spending on social services and public health and AIDS deaths in the United States. The study was published online in the journal AIDS. The researchers reviewed data between 2000 and 2009 from all 50 states regarding HIV/AIDS case rates and AIDS deaths. They found that states with higher spending on social services and public health, such as education and income support per person living in poverty, according to the federal poverty threshold, had significantly lower HIV/AIDS case rates and fewer AIDS deaths. Our findings highlight the potentially critical importance of spending on social services as an element of HIV prevention and treatment to reduce HIV/AIDS diagnoses and AIDS deaths, said Christina Talbert Slagle, lead study author and senior scientific officer at Yale GHLI. It is interesting to see how much HIV, a virus, is affected by social determinants. We know heart disease and diabetes can be influenced, but we don't often recognize how much rates of infectious disease can be influenced by social factors. Previous research has demonstrated that insufficient income, limited transportation, inadequate housing, and food insecurity can limit access to and ongoing engagement in the care and treatment of people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as their adherence to medical routines. The Yale GHLI study is the first to establish a significant association between state-level social services investments and clinical health outcomes for people at risk of HIV infection or for those living with HIV/AIDS. This work defines an element, often missing from health policy discussions, in improving outcomes for this important population and underscores the importance of social factors in affecting health outcomes both for people at risk of becoming infected with HIV and for those living with HIV or AIDS, said the researchers. HIV and AIDS still affect a significant percentage of our population. We need to do something different to reach those people who are not being treated and to generally prevent new infections. Perhaps analyzing where money is being spent is the start for new ways to address HIV, says Talbert Slagle. Image courtesy of Shutterstock. Health and Medicine. International. Media contact. Rosalind Di Eugenio, rosalind.dugenio@yale.edu, 203-432-3649. You see, Dr. Phil, the evidence is mounting that I have a good solid case to put before the nation and address some sanity of community concerns. Please respond to my mother's letter as soon as possible. Thank you. Mr. James M. Driscoll. San Bernardino, California, 92405. 909-763-8481 cell. 909-882-8759 landline.